You got to get passionate about this thing. If the cross doesn't move you, nothing will move you.
I'm offering you something that's greater than silver and gold. I'm offering you something that's greater than an increase in your pay on your job. I'm offering you a...
There's no shortcuts to the glory.
We've got to get past week-to-week living. We've got to multiply our prayer life. We've got to multiply our effort.
And we are willing to give. God will always give it back to us in good measure, that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Hey, thanks for checking out our Christian Life Church podcast. You will be hearing from one of our pastors or guest speakers, either at our Frankfort or Lebanon campus. Prepare your hearts and your minds to receive a word from God. Thanks for listening. Enjoy and receive this message.
Hallelujah. My God, it's electric in this room right now. Look at your neighbor and tell him anything is possible. Oh, come on, look at your neighbor and tell him anything is possible. I could go home right now and say I had church this morning. I don't know about you, but I really do hate the devil. I really do hate the devil. And today I'm going to give him a black eye. Is there anybody in here that's ready to have church in this room this morning? Come on, is there anybody ready to get a touch from the Lord today? He's in this place. Lord Jesus, we need you. We need your power in this house. We need your presence. God, we know that you're here today and we are here for you. We're here to feel you. We're here to hear you. God, we're here to be changed in your presence. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would meet everybody right where they're at today. I pray in Jesus' name that you would change lives. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would change hearts. And God, most of all, put the devil where he belongs. Put the devil under our feet this morning. And let your name be glorified. Let your name be magnified. And let your name be lifted up. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands one more time and lift your voice and magnify his name? We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. In the book of Acts, chapter 26, Paul finds himself looking eye to eye with a wicked king, defending the lies that the Jews had yielded at him. You see, the Jews didn't like him because he taught that Jesus was the mighty God in Christ. Tension was in the room that day as the Apostle Paul made his defense not only to himself, but also the gospel that me and you love today. He begins with his personal testimony of what Jesus, or of how Jesus changed his life. Is there anybody in this room today that is thankful that Jesus changed your life? Thank God for our testimony this morning. And let it be a witness unto all of you that if God could change a man like me. He can change a man or a woman like you. God has a way of taking your mess and turning it around into a masterpiece. God has a way of taking the alcoholic and turning the alcoholic into a worshiper. He has a way of taking the drug addict and turning the drug addict into a Bible study teacher, because that's the kind of God that we serve. You have to realize this morning, Paul was raised a Jew. He was Jewish from the top of his head until the sole of his feet. He believed it with everything that he had. He believed the way of Jewish life so much that if he met you and realize that you did not believe the way that he believed, he would kill you right where you were. It's the kind of man that Paul was. That is until he encountered Jesus on a road to Damascus. And it was in that one moment that the light shined out of heaven, and he said, "Who art thou, O Lord?" And the man in heaven, he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." And it was in that one moment, it was in that one encounter with Jesus, that this man was immediately changed into a follower of Jesus Christ. Let me say right now, I have a feeling that somebody in this room this morning is on your journey down the road to Damascus. And I want you to know that the Lord is getting ready to meet you right where you are. He's getting ready to shine his light right down into your situation, and you're going to be converted in a moment. Is anybody believe what I'm preaching this morning? Because when Jesus walks in the room, everything has to change. Sickness must leave. Depression must leave. Fear must leave. Alcoholism must leave. Everything that's harming your mind must leave. And he's in the room right now. After Paul gives his testimony of how that God changes his life, he begins to defend the gospel. And it was just a few moments later that he changes and he goes on to the offense with the gospel. And he begins to challenge the listening king and those around. He lets them know about all through the Old Testament, all of the prophecies that was lining up, pointing toward Jesus Christ. He begins to challenge them to repent of their sins and turn toward God. He challenges them to walk away out of their old life and walk into their new life. He challenges them to quit living the way that they had always lived, because there is a greater way of living when you enter into the kingdom of God. He extends his hand and he gives them an opportunity to become truly converted Christians. It wasn't Paul's words, but rather I believe that it was the Holy Ghost speaking out of the man of God that pierced the heart of the listeners around him. I don't believe that it was merely the words of a man, but rather I believe that it was the words of an almighty God who loved them so much that he extended his hand into where that they were at that moment. The king could not help himself as he listened intently to the words. He couldn't help himself, but he felt the hand of Jesus stretched out of heaven to give him an opportunity to be forever changed. Every problem Agrippa had ever faced could be gone. Every habit Agrippa had could be gone. Every ounce of shame Agrippa lived with could be gone. Every worry Agrippa had could be gone. This was the invitation of Jesus Christ into the king. Could you imagine with me today every problem that you have, every situation that you walked in this room with, in one moment could disappear? What a great opportunity Agrippa had in that moment. Surely, as the word of the Lord grabbed his heart, surely the tears began to run down his face. Surely he got the goosebumps that we all like to feel in church. He had the opportunity to encounter the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But sadly, the famous verse penned in Acts chapter 26 and verse number 28 is the way that the king reacted into what he felt at that moment. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me. Almost thou got me to turn away from my ways. Almost, Paul, you persuaded me to be a Christian." The king found himself where most people find themselves living, on the edge of almost. On the edge of almost, there's no regrettable place that you can live than on the edge of almost. Almost a millionaire. Hello. Thank you, Uncle Sam, for your taxes, right? Almost made the baseball team. Almost became a professional athlete. Just ask, are you Darby, what it's like to live on the edge of almost. He was living in the West in the time of the gold rush. And he bought land. He bought the equipment. And he began to dig. After a while, he got real tired of the work and no payoff. And he got it in his mind just to sell the land and the equipment because it was just a waste. He got rid of the land. He got rid of the equipment. And he sold it into another mining company. One day, this man gets a phone call. They said, said, are you Darby? He said, yes, I am. They said, I hate to regret to you that we began to dig on your land. And you were only 3 feet short of the largest find in the U.S. history of gold. Could you imagine what he felt? 3 feet. Stand up, Brother Evan. He could almost reach his hand and touch the gold. 3 feet short of the greatest gold mine in the history of America. Agrippa did not realize that he was on the edge of the greatest choice that he could ever make. He was almost within reach with his hands of a life-changing opportunity. He was 3 feet from the edge of the greatest decision that he would ever make. But rather than going the extra 3 feet, he chose to be complacent with almost persuaded. I've come to preach to somebody in this room today who is on the edge of almost persuaded to be a Christian, almost persuaded to be fully committed unto the Lord, almost persuaded to be baptized in Jesus' name, almost persuaded to receive the Holy Ghost. You hear this preacher this morning, you don't even recognize you're 3 feet away from the greatest decision that you've ever made. You're only 3 feet away of God changing you. Three feet away from your destiny, but yet some of us decide to be complacent outside of the promise. 3 feet away from destiny, 3 feet away from the freedom that you so much desire. Freedom from depression, freedom from anxiety, freedom from alcoholism. Freedom from your issues in your marriage. 3 feet on the edge. Almost. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in this place that is sick and tired of living on the edge of almost? Is there anybody in this room that's tired of living the way that you've always lived? I've come to tell you, today's the day to be persuaded, Agrippa. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to go all in. Today's the day to step in the church. Today's the day to step out and let God be God. Today is the day. Someone clap your hands and shout unto the Lord right now. Hallelujah. I've got good news and I've got bad news. Which one do you want first? You want the bad news? I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is there's only one thing in your way from getting off the edge of almost. There's only one thing that's hindering you. There's only one thing that is holding you 3 feet away from the greatest decision that you've ever made. That's pretty bad news, right? I know. But I've got good news for you, that the only thing in between you and going all in is yourself. The only thing that is separating you
from getting to not let yourself hold you back any longer. Is there anybody in this place that's made up in your mind this morning? I'm leaving here with everything that I can get. I'm leaving here persuaded. I'm leaving here filled with the Holy Ghost. The only thing that's separating you from God is you. Guest, you're not here on accident this morning. Jesus has brought you here, and he has stretched his hand out to where you are. And unto you, there is an invitation for you to come into the kingdom, because he's brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. And this morning, you can repent of your sins. We have clothes, and you can be baptized in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. And all of your sins and all of your guilt and all of your shame can be washed away in the name of Jesus. And not only that, but the Lord will fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, just like the Bible says. Some of you in the church have been coming for quite a while now, but yet you have lived on the edge of almost. But today is the day that you need to become persuaded. Today is the day that you need to go down in the water in Jesus' name. Today is the day that you need to let the Lord fill you with the Holy Ghost. Today is the day to be converted. Today is the day. Come on, somebody. Don't live on the edge of almost, but be persuaded and get into the kingdom of God. Musicians, come. Maybe you are in here this morning. First off, look at your neighbor and tell him the edge of almost. Oh, come on, look at your neighbor and tell him the edge of almost. Look at another neighbor and tell him get in the church. Look at another neighbor and tell him get in the church. Be faithful. It's the best decision in the world. There's no life like living for God. If you have a testimony in this place of God changing your life once you went all the way in with him, I want you to jump up on your feet and let the crowd look at you. Look at the testimonies. Look at what God has done. Look at the alcoholics that God has changed and the drug addicts God has changed. Now, if you believe that God can change you, I want you to stand. Come on, if you believe that Jesus loves you, I want you to stand on your feet, and I want you to lift your hands and say, thank you for loving me. Listen to me right now. Maybe you are in here this morning and you feel the same thing that Agrippa felt that day. Maybe you feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this room. Maybe you feel God tugging at your heart. Maybe you feel that the Lord is challenging you to make the commitment to him. And you're wondering today, what do I have to do to truly become a follower
of Jesus Christ. Interesting enough, if I can get just a little bit more monitor, Brother Corey. It's interesting that you're not the only one that's ever asked that question. In the book of Acts chapter 2, after the Holy Ghost had rained out upon the people, all the Jews around who heard these men and women speaking in a language that they didn't know. And they heard the preacher preach a message about not living on the edge of almost. They looked around and they asked the preacher, "Preacher, what must I do to become a Christian? Preacher, what must I do to be saved?" And Peter looked at them and he preached the first altar call of the church. He said, "You got to repent of your sins. You've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And your sins can be washed away. And you have to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost." Get ready. We're about to go up from here right now. Get ready. It's about to happen in this place today. Get ready. You're about to get all in today. Get ready. We're about to rejoice on what the Lord is getting ready to do. The first thing he told them was, "You got to repent of your sins." I want you to know today that repentance is not just letting God know I'm sorry and then you continue to do it all over again. No, but repentance is when you're walking in the way of the world and you say, "God, I realize that I've messed up. I realized that I lied. I realized that I cheated. I realized I'm a sinner without you. But God, I repent today." And here's the key of repentance. "And I am turning my life around. And I'm walking toward the cross. I'm walking toward the blood. I'm walking toward you." In this altar call today, you need to lay your habits down. You need to lay that alcoholism down that you know that you need to get rid of. You've got to lay it down. Lay down the cussing issue. Whatever it might be that can separate you from God. Lay it down today. After that you repent, he said that you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Jesus, he told the 12 in Matthew 28, "You are to go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Look at your neighbor and ask him, "Have you been baptized?" Now listen, I'm not a wealthy man. I'm married, but I know where his wallet is. And I looked in there earlier, and I saw a few $100s in that wallet. I'll make you a deal this morning. If you can show me anywhere in Scripture where anyone was ever baptized calling on the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'll give you every $100 bill in that wallet. Do you know why that he's not nervous? Because you won't find it. You see, you are a husband, pastor, and you are a son. All three of those describe you. they're not your name. Father might be what I call you, but it's not your name. Son might be what your dad calls you, but it's not your name. Pastor might be what we all call you, but it's not your name. Your name is Philip Wade Jordan. The same way that it's not his name. Father is not the name. Son is not the name. Come on, somebody. Holy Ghost is not the name. It's just describing the name of Jesus. It's the only name. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Is anybody thankful you know the name? Are you thankful you know the name? You repented. You were baptized. And then you have to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The first sign, not the only sign, but the first sign that lets us know we have received the gift of the Holy Ghost is when we speak in other tongues just like the Word of God says. Everyone who ever received the Holy Ghost, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the apostles, all of them. Anyone that ever received the Holy Ghost in the New Testament spoke in an unknown language as the Lord gave the utterance. Why did God choose your tongue? Why did God choose your mouth as the first sign? Because there's not one of us in here who can truly control our tongue. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're messed up. Now come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, Scotty, you too, you're messed up. It's the one thing that you can't control. But the reason that he chose your tongue is because he says, when you come all the way in with me, I'll take the one thing that you can't control, and I'll take control of it. I'll change the way you talk. Come on, somebody. You have to receive the Holy Ghost, and you're going to speak in new tongues by the time you leave this place today. Now, one more thing of good news. Look at your neighbor and tell them the Holy Ghost is a gift. How many of you love Christmas time? The presents under the tree? The other rest of you are lying. All right. And the present, it has the name tag and it has your name on it. You know that it belongs to you. I've got a whopping $1 bill I took out of pastor's wallet. That's a true story. I got a whopping one. You know what this can get you right now? Not a lot. Maybe not anything, but you're a dollar richer. I want to give this gift of $1 to anybody in this room who desires it. I want to give it to you. Do you see what we do? Watch this. Hold on, Brother Evan. You stay right there. He about ruined my analogy. God has his hand open and says, I want to give you the Holy Ghost, but yet we wait for him to walk it the whole way to us. Now, Brother Evan, do what you were going to do in the first. Come here, Armando. What's Armando doing? He said, hey, He's given that away. If anyone's going to get it, it's going to be me. The Holy Ghost is a gift for everybody. And the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are of. And he wants to give it to you. All you have to do is step out and receive. Here's what I want you to do right now. Grab your neighbor by the hand. I want everybody to come to the front with me. Altar workers, I want you to line up. I want everybody to come. Come on, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come on, everybody. Don't live on the edge of almost. Come on, don't live on the edge of almost. Come on, real close. Make room for everybody to come. My Lord, look at your neighbor and tell him you look good this morning. Ladies, come all the way up to the front, please. Make room for everybody. I want everyone to get close. Everyone to get close. We're not going to bite. Get close. Come on, don't be waiting out there in the aisle. Get close. All of you. Come on. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Come on, don't be afraid of me. Does my breath stink that bad? I think I'm kidding. Here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to look at one or two people around you and ask them, have you ever received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues? I want you to ask them that right now. Have you ever received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues? Come on, answer the question. Don't be afraid. Answer the question. If they answered you no, look at them and say, I've got good news for you. You're going to get it this morning. It's for you. Come on. It's for you. Now look at them and ask them this question. Have you ever been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Ask him, have you ever been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Not the titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus. Come on, there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If they answered you no, look at them and say, I've got good news for you. We've got clothes ready, and you can be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't live on the edge of almost. Don't live on the edge of what you know that you need to do. Don't live waiting on next week, next month, or next year. But today is the day of salvation. Right now is the moment. Right now is the moment. How many of you remember when he filled you with the Holy Ghost? Come on, raise your hand if you remember that. When he filled you for the first time, nothing like it. And maybe you're here and you have the Holy Ghost, but you haven't gotten a refill of the Holy Ghost in a long time. You can get your refilling right now. It doesn't matter how long you've walked away from God. He's as close as the mention of his name. Not looking around right now. If you are in this place this morning and you say, you know what, preacher? I like what you preached this morning. It was my wife's notes, by the way. But you say, you know what? I think I liked what you preached and I want to go all in. I want the Lord to fill me with the Holy Ghost right now. Why don't you just lift your hand and say, I want it today. Come on. Is there anybody in this place that wants it this morning? I want the Holy Ghost. Look around. I want the Holy Ghost. I want God to fill me all over again. All right. Here's what I want you all to do. Everybody, link up with a partner around you who wants the Holy Ghost. I don't care who it is. We got one over here that wants it. We got a couple over here that wants it. We got a couple over here that wants it. You want the Holy Ghost. We're going to link up with you right now. Don't start praying yet. Just hold on just a second. First, we need to repent of our sins. Look at your neighbor again and tell them you're messed up. Today, we need to get rid of all that mess because he can't fill something that's already full of the world. But if you will empty out your sin, he can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Pastor Jordan is going to come and lead us in a prayer of repentance right now. If you don't know how to pray it, you can use his words. But here's the key. Listen to me. Everyone listen. Here's the key is that you mean it from your heart today. But you got to mean it from the depths of your soul because we're lost without him. Come on, we're lost without him. Pastor, lead us in a prayer of repentance this morning.
Everybody in the room, join me, eyes closed all over the room. Maybe you want to lift your hands or however you feel to get in a posture of surrender unto the Lord. Father, right now you see the heart and you know my heart. You know my faults, my failures, my sins, and my wrongdoings. You know every shortcoming, God. You know every idle word and every evil thought. Lord, right now I repent of those things. I refute those things. Lord, I refuse to continue to walk down the path that I have walked before. I refuse, God, to continue to walk down the path of my own thinking in my own way. But God, today I want to submit to your will and your way. Father, I repent. I renounce my sins. I walk away from the life. Lord, I want to turn toward you today. I make a decision. God, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins today, God. Lord, I humbly come before you and ask you, Lord, to forgive me, to wash me clean. Lord, to let my sins, oh God, be removed from me. Lord, and I thank you for that. And believe, God, that you shed your blood on Calvary so I can be clean from all of my sins, Lord. I thank you for your blood that washes me white as snow, and I honor you and thank you for that, and thank you for your forgiveness, and I receive your forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. Now everybody in the room rejoice and thank God that he has heard our prayer and that we are forgiven.
Come on, we've got a reason to rejoice this morning. Come on, your sins are forgiven. You've got a reason to worship him. We're getting ready to worship the Lord. And everyone in this room is about to receive the Holy Ghost. Evidence of speaking with other tongues. Is anybody ready to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Come on, is anybody ready? If you don't know what to speak, the highest worship we can give the Lord is hallelujah. Because that word means I surrender everything. God does not want half of you. He wants all of you. So, when I pray, we're going to lift our voice as loud as we can in a minute. We're going to lift our hands and we are going to start worshiping him saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And listen to me now. As you begin to worship with everything that you have, all of the sudden, you are going to lose control of those words. And there's going to be words that begin to come up that aren't English, that aren't Spanish, but it's the language of heaven. And God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost in a single moment. altar workers getting ready to pray. Hands lifted. It's getting ready to happen right now. Let's get ready. It's getting ready to happen. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Father, by the authority of your word, in the power of the name of Jesus, fill them all with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Come on, lift your voice right now. Begin to worship the Lord. Altar workers, move. I need help. I need help. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, find someone to pray with. Boys, boys, right here. Right here. Come on, receive it. Come on, there you go. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Come on, don't live on the edge. Don't live on the edge. Come on, be filled. You're going to speak in other tongues. Come on, let those words go. Let those words go. Come on, God's doing it. Come on, God's doing it.
Shake off despair as I
be filled in Jesus' name.
A victory dance, I will dance.
Come on, let that tongue go.
I will crush this support.
Come on, no more English.
All of my fear, I will turn it.
No más español.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name.
In the nombre de Jesús, recibe el Espíritu Santo. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's it. That's it. Come on, God's doing it. God's doing it.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will do as I sing.
In the name of Jesus, receive it.
A victory dance I will dance loud and break. I will crush this disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance loud and break.
Come on, you're going to speak with tongues. Come on, that's it. Let those words go. Let those words go. Come on, speak after it. If you want it, you can get it. That's it. That's it. Don't worry about what it sounds like. Don't worry about what it sounds like. Come on, be refilled in Jesus' name. Come on, one right there. One has received the Holy Ghost. Come on, keep seeking. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. It's for you. Don't live on the edge. Come on, who's gonna be second?
Break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. strength gone to spare as I sing out your name.
Yeah.
Victory dance, I will dance out in bed. I will crush this appointment and break every chain.
Come on, don't be a bystander.